Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, there's a romantic scandal going on at GMA with TJ Holmes.
What?
Whoa, wait till you
Not
hear
pretty
this.
Boy,
wait,
TJ.
Yes, yes, maybe that's why. Maybe that's why.
He got an Indian in his family. He got that good girl.
All right, Tyler Perry has inked a development deal with Amazon. Okay, it's off All the right. chain. It is. It's just, oh, wow. And then Deshaun Watson is returning to the field this Sunday for the Browns, and his accusers will be there. What?
Why?
Have they been going to games?
Nah. Well, yeah. Probably back when they was massaging him, they probably was going in.
All right. All right, here we go. It is time now to ask the Riddle Owen Jr. Mm-hmm. All right, Fallon in Memphis says, my husband and I are separated, and he has all of our very explicit videos we made over the last 3 years. He's very bitter, and I think he might use them against me. Do I tell my divorce attorney about the videos or pray nothing happens?
Oh, my God. You got Whoa. To get these videos back. Oh, listen, I'm going to tell you what you got to do. You're going to have to go in there and take one for the team and do it one more time. So you can get to them video. That's the only what I just don't see no other way around it. We got to figure out where they are. The only way to figure out where they are, we're gonna have to do it again. Go ahead, take one for the team. This is your team. Take one for yourself. Go on in there, get one more video going. At least you'll know where they all are hidden. You got to. I'm just sorry. That's all I see. Junior boy.
Any chance you get to well, do it, that is your response.
Yeah.
What is wrong with doing it for the team? Go ahead, Junior. I'm not finished.
Yeah, no, my time, I was just thinking this. I mean, it depends on the performance in the video. Should you be more nervous? Depends on how well you perform.
How did you do?
Because if you did a great job, they coming out. They coming out. You might want to get to praying right now. Because I'm telling you right there. Because if you tell your defense attorney about the first thing, he gonna say is where the videos. Yeah. So yeah, you got a problem here. Yeah.
She could have a Kim Kardashian moment. This could be big.
This could be big, girl. You could hit the stratosphere with this. Tell
So do they bring that out in court? Your Honor, we want to bring out Exhibit A and run this on the field. Ooh.
All right, moving on. We're going to move on to Savannah in Gainesville. Savannah says, 2 years ago, I met a man and I had a one-night stand with him. I joined church Sunday and he's one of the assistant pastors. He didn't even remember me and I felt like a tramp. Should I remind him who I am or leave it in the past?
Leave it in the past. Why would you
Amen.
Bring that up, silly? Amen. Why would you bring that up? He already don't remember you. And you know what? You just joined church. You just joined, which means you're trying to get your life right with the Lord. Okay? Mm-hmm. So go and continue to get your life right and don't even make eye contact with them. Matter of fact, let me tell you something. He know it's you. You think he don't know that's you?
What? I was about to say that to you.
Yeah, I do too.
He know that's you. That man wife somewhere in that congregation, that man
exactly,
know that's you.
Tommy.
He ain't
exactly.
looked at you twice. He said, oh, Lord, Gretchen done joined the damn church.
Gretchen. Not what your typical sister name. What you got, Junior?
I was just saying the same thing T said. He know that's you. But it's hard to look at you when I'm sitting up here next to the pastor in this pulpit. We cannot make we can't make no eye contact. I sit up here with this goblet of water up here in this Bible. I can't be talking to you. No.
But a woman wants to be remembered. She wants to be remembered.
Remember me after service. That's what you need to do. Remember me after service. Not during. No, not during. Mm-mm.
All right.
Repent.
Repent. repent. Moving on to Amira in Teaneck. Amira says, my aunt and my boyfriend stayed with me recently and they broke my bed and burned a hole. Wait, let me start over. This is from Amira in Teaneck. Amira writes, my aunt and her boyfriend stayed with me recently and they broke my bed and burned a hole in my mattress without telling me. I told her if she doesn't help me buy a new bed, I'm telling her husband, so we'll both suffer. Should I snitch or not?
That ain't what I want to know. I don't give a damn about you snitching. What kind of sex is they having that the bed is on fire? How did we get to a fire?
No, and they were smoking.
You said they burnt them. They smoked.
Yeah, they were smoking, yeah.
And they broke it.
That sex was good.
That's some good loving right there. That's good loving right there.
Yeah.
You need to go in there and find out how they was doing it. That's what you need to do.
The cigarette is usually afterwards, yeah.
Right,
Yeah, they was tired. They was good and tired after that. Snitching, we ain't worried about just snitching. You don't even care. Really, you don't even care. You just want to do bad. That's all you want. She not buying a new bed after good sex. I ain't got time. I got to go get him something for this performance. I need to buy him a gift.
But
and Junior, she got that old mattress. That's got real cotton in it. That ain't got no foam in it or nothing. That's real.
they could have
somebody picked that cotton, Shirley. That is real cotton.
Girl, if you understood what Wenzel did to me in that last night.
What was his name?
Wenzel was on fire last night, and I mean on fire.
So she shouldn't snitch, and you guys don't care if she snitches or not. She's gonna tell this to her aunt's husband, her uncle. No, come on now.
She ain't the first one to snitch. Whatever happens
to her.
I want my bed back. That's what I'm more concerned about. I'm more about somebody buying me a new damn bed. That's what I want.
Yeah, she's gonna have to take the L on this one, buy her own bed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all right. It. Last one, guys.
You ain't never broke no bed, Shirley.
What?
Never mind. That's all right. I'm so too far. Huh? Too far. Carla, you ain't broke now, babe.
Moving on.
Wow, that's kind of quiet.
Didn't say anything.
Ooh, that was a pause there. Oh man.
Me and Junior, the only one been around with some broke bed. Y'all ain't broke damn bed.
Moving on, Shirley.
JJ, I'm coming, Carla. JJ in Waco says, I just moved to a new city and my wife hasn't come to live with me yet. I've had a female at the house a few times, but I didn't tell her I'm married. My wife is moving in next month, so do I tell the female that I'm married or what? What should I do now? What? JJ in Waco.
And Waco ain't big enough for this, dog. You ain't got enough room for this in Waco.
You had a woman in your wife's house.
That is, to be honest, that is the ultimate disrespect.
Yeah.
That is the ultimate disrespect, my brother.
Foul.
So you have gone way too far. What you don't want to do is be walking around your house, envisioning all these bodies that you done brought through there. That is the ultimate disrespect. I'm sorry.
It is.
Yeah, Tommy, you right. Waco ain't that.
Now, if you was in the garage, you see what I'm saying, Junior? I mean, you know, I kind
of. It's still the house. It's still her property.
I'm playing.
I know.
It's the ultimate disrespect. But, you know, Waco really ain't that big, JJ. It ain't but two black spots to hang out down there.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna see each other again, and your wife gonna wonder who that is too. So I think you need to tell this woman that you married. You need to really start talking. You need to start talking today. Ooh. Hey, listen, don't come over here no more. I'm mad.
What?
You need to roll down to Hearn, Texas. Roll on down to Hearn and do your dirt down.
Yeah, JJ and Waco, you foul. Coming up, thank you guys. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.